102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
All right, we have Dame on the line this morning with your Dream Team. Good morning, Dame.
What up, what up?
Hey.
Good morning. What's happening,
good
Dame?
Good morning.
What's going on, my man? Now, you're seeking a pardon from your good friend Jimmy, a.k.a. DJ Jimbo. Tell us what went down between you guys and why you're seeking a pardon.
No, man. Jimmy, you know, he started a new hobby. He wanted to be a DJ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, man, is he's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible, man. I was just trying to keep it 100 to keep him from being embarrassed, man. But, you know, I want him to pardon me, man. I want to get past it.
You said that like Charles Barkley. Yeah, he's terrible. He's terrible.
It's one thing to be terrible, but when you're terrible, I mean, that's, you know, somebody got to let you know.
Damn, he just started. Everybody gets better over time.
Yeah. But he on social media with it, man, and he ain't ready for it.
Oh,
he ain't ready.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay. He jumped out the window. I see what you're
right.
talking about. Okay, you say he's terrible. Just how bad is he, Dave?
I want to say old lady terrible. Like, you know, you've never seen old lady.
Wow.
Old lady terrible.
That's really bad.
And the beats ain't coming in right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he don't know how to bring the songs in where they mix in right. So,
okay.
Train wrecks.
Yeah. He has no natural talent.
He can't blend. He can't blend. What about his music selection?
The music selection is on point. He just can't mix the music.
Right.
Okay, that's like, part of the DJ.
It's like trying to be a lifeguard, but you don't know how to swim. That's going to be a problem.
He jumped off the porch too soon. It's too soon. Go.
So he actually put some stuff up, I guess, on social media. Did you comment on his post that he was terrible?
No, I ain't want to do him quite like that. Hey, you got to look at the post for yourself. The people responded.
Mm-hmm.
Dame is a good friend, man. Don't get it twisted. Dame is trying to help this dude out without embarrassing him, and I, sir, appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I've seen people start off DJing, and within like a couple of years, they got way better. I mean, it's a skill that you have to practice. It's a skill set you have to practice every day.
Practice it in private. Don't let anybody see how bad you are when you're first starting off, and then boom, one day when you got some skills, you just hit them with it.
Okay, so Dame, we're going to reach out to my man Jimmy, a.k.a. Jimbo, and we're going to find out if he's going to be willing to listen to you and give you a pardon. How's that?
That sounds good.
All right. We have Jimmy, a.k.a. DJ Jimbo, on the line. Let me give you your air horn.
DJ
in Jimbo.
In the mix. Mix.
All right, so welcome to the Dream Team, my man. Good morning. We understand that you have a situation with your good friend, Dame. Go ahead and let us know what happened with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, me and Dame, we've been friends for quite a while. We hang out, we go clubbing, et cetera, when there's not a pandemic going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we've all had extra time. So I started, you know, DJing a bit, you know, trying to get my groove on. I'm like, look, if a celebrity can just go into a club and become a DJ overnight, you know, it's not brain surgery. You know, I was like, why not give it a whirl? I got a MacBook. So, you know, I started playing around with it, you know, started getting some skills. And then all of a sudden, Dame just started hating on me for, like, no reason. I don't know. Like, to me, it's, like, just playing and having fun and, like, being real cheesy. Like, being like, I'm DJ Jimmy. You know, it's like, I get so much play on a himbo. My music's going to leave you in limbo. What?
Wow. Okay, man.
Now,
let's.
Fun.
All right.
Let's back it up a quick second. You said a key word earlier. You said skills. Are you sure that you've attained these skills, Jimbo?
I'm not 100%, but I'm like, hey, what's the worst case? I want to make some money at this. You know, it's been a
Did you just hit them
him.
Bars? Rudy?
Right.
You know, yeah, I will play anything. I am fine with a nursing home, a kid's party, whatever, you know?
A I'm nursing like, home.
Get it started. You know, just get the party rocking wherever you can. You know, make some extra money on the side, you know, when
Dame,
everything opens up.
Dame just came flat out and told you, like, nah, that ain't it, bro. That's really not it.
He's hating. He's got nothing going on. I mean, you know, it's probably, he should have figured out something during the pandemic. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, all right, so
okay.
So we do have Dame on the line this morning. He just wants to speak to you for a couple of moments, and
right.
We need to see if you will be willing to make a decision. How is that?
All right,
Dame, talk to Jimbo, man.
All right. Man, Jimmy, you know we go way back, man. We boys. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, go ahead. No, I'm go ahead.
No, we boys, man. And, you know, I just want to keep it real with you, man, to keep you from being embarrassed, man. All you got to do is just keep working on your skills, but you don't need to be going out in public with that chat, man. You ain't ready.
Well,
we done went through a lot together, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I just want you to go ahead and let this go, man. We push forward. Let this go, man.
There we go.
I just think you just got to stop ruining my game. If you want, give me some pointers, help me out, whatever, we can hang, and then, you know, whatever, and then move forward.
Okay.
Okay, so you can do that, right?
Do you understand that he's not saying that you should give up DJing totally? He's just saying that you should not go to social media with it until you're ready to actually show off your skills.
Practice.
Yeah, that's what I think he's saying.
He's trying to help you out here, Jimbo. He's a good friend right here.
All right, but I think he overreacted. I mean, like, you know, I have, like, my mama and five people on my social media, so I don't think it's hurting that much. But, yeah. I mean, you know,
Mom needs to be a little more honest with you, I think.
Right, your mom was like,
she
likes
it. She likes it.
Of course she does. And you're also the most handsome boy she's ever seen.
Your mom is 70.
She's right. Okay. Well,
that's
true, too. But, yeah.
So, are you going to be willing to grant a pardon or not?
Yeah, of course. He's my boy.
Oh, cool.
And Damon's just trying to say, man, just, you know, keep it low-key until you get ready to go out there and just show the world your real skills. That's all he's really saying. All right, so we got another pardon. That's how we do it with your Dream Team. We do it every single weekday. So make sure you guys go to KBLX.com and click on to beg your pardon if you want your scenario played out. It's Tony Scott, Kimmy T, and Rudy O, right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best throwbacks and R&B.